This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, and Felix Leit of CBS News Moscow and the Moscow Times is here to convince us that the Communist Party never really died. It took a holiday, and it is now back in full flower. How it's so popular that Navalny and Navalny's supporters are recommending you vote for the Communist Party as a way of expressing dissent from the Kremlin, that is an iron fist across all of the 10 or 11 time zones. What is the Communist Party in 2021, Felix?
Oh, it's a very good question. So, you know, some of your perhaps, longer-memoried listeners will remember that back in the 90s, after the Soviet Union collapsed and Boris Yeltsin was president, the communists were the sort of the main opposition force, you know, this kind of revanchist movement, you know, pushing for a restoration of communism, of the Soviet Union, whatever. You know, and that in many ways never really went away. You know, the communists have always been there. There's always been this sort of certain stripe of sort of the Russian electorate that are, you know, keen on these ideas. You know, they would, people who'd be sort of, who'd vote for sort of, you know, a fairly sort of normal center-left party, you know, the Democrats in the US or the Labour Party in the UK. You know, these are just people who I think, you know, are more committed to these sets of ideas than most. And Russia's sort of peculiar history has meant that the left is represented by communism as opposed to liberalism or to sort of socialism. So it's a very, in many ways, it's, you know, it's something quite similar to what you'd see in other countries. You know, it's people who are nostalgic for the Soviet Union, for the sort of the welfare state that sort of system offered. But it's also people, you know, young people, radical people, students sometimes vote for the communists. And especially it's because in this sort of very strange Russian system where you have a sort of a tamed parliament and tamed opposition parties who are very closely agreed with the Kremlin, the Communist Party is by far the most independent of them because, you know, for whatever else it may be, it also does have a very strong commitment to a sort of an alternative vision of Russia. And so you've always had a sort of a certain relationship between the Navalny people, for whom the main task is to sort of destabilize the Kremlin, destabilize the political system, and the Communist Party. Because if you're a sort of a young Navalny supporter, your best way of beating the Kremlin, of beating Putin, is always going to be supporting the communists, because you yourself are banned from elections. Navalny supporters are not allowed to run for election as a rule. The Communist Party are usually the second largest party in any given place in Russia, and they are more ideologically independent than most of the other options. So there's always been this kind of close relationship. And what we've seen today is the Navalny movement has come out with their smart voting strategy, which is basically to try and encourage their supporters to rally round the candidate's best place to defeat the Kremlin. And in most of Russia, that is the communists. So we've basically got this weird nexus between the Navalny people, who are sort of, you know, you could call them sort of European liberals, you know, people who in an American context would probably be quite centrist or even center-right, who are allying with communists against Vladimir Putin. So it's a very strange, very Russian situation, I think.
Yes, from Navalny's YouTube channel. Who knew he had one? But he does. I'm following the reporting of the Moscow Times. Russia is holding elections to the State Duma from September 17 to 19. United Russia will try to stay in power for another 5 years, and they're directed. We can prevent this with the help of smart voting, a strategy that allows you to combine the voters' ballots against United Russia. Now, this is something that Russia, that the center is not blocking. Is that correct, Felix? Because it's on YouTube and you can have access to YouTube across Russia?
Well, you know, YouTube is a hugely thorny issue for Russian politics. You know, the national security establishment in Russia are very suspicious of YouTube, largely because of it, of Navalny's presence on it. You know, he's one of the biggest Russian sort of YouTube presences, and there's always a push to block it. But it's very politically different because YouTube is very, very popular in Russia. On every other sort of means of distribution, you know, Navalny's mobile app, Navalny's website, these have all been blocked in Russia. So YouTube is the main one that's left, really. So it's becoming very, very hard. But there remain these kind of external sources, sort of like Google, you know, YouTube, and they're coming under a lot of pressure in Russia right now. You know, from the Kremlin's point of view, the Navalny organization is a sort of a criminal one, and, you know, they're cracking down on it very hard. And they have, you know, their rhetoric recently has been very, very hostile to these big American tech companies that they accuse of sort of interfering in the election. You know, there have been fines and all sorts of things. And I think, you know, in the next few years, a big sort of conflict between the Russian state, YouTube, and Google is very, very likely.
I want to remember my youth, Felix, when I traveled to Russia in 1985. The Communist Party was totally dominant in all parts of the apparatus, everywhere, on the streets, everywhere. Is that the Communist Party we're seeing today? You tell me the communists have become religious. Who are they today?
Yeah, I mean, look, they're an interesting bunch. They're very heavy on sort of nostalgia, right? The stereotype is always like your grandmother votes for the communists, right? It's sort of, the people who sort of remember the good bits of the Soviet system,
right? Yeah, Brezhnev and his Cadillacs, they can remember that. But you're telling me young people are communists, is that correct?
Yeah, to some extent. But I think for them it's more of a transactional relationship. You know, it's like we're not communists, we're not Marxists, but we do want to, you know, stick it to United Russia. We do want to stick it to Putin. And in the sort of the weird context of Russia's sort of very, you know, choreographed, very controlled, very staged political system, then voting for the communists is the best way to do that because your alternatives are much worse and much less independent.
So they're not spending their time reading Lenin's 57 volumes the way Gorbachev did. Is that taught in school in some fashion? Does Lenin taught?
No. I spend, you know, a lot of my sort of time reporting on the Communist Party. You know, it's a big, big topic at the moment. And to be honest, like, a lot of it has sort of moved away from sort of Marxism or Marxism-Leninism or the sort of the philosophical basis of the party that controlled the Soviet Union. You know, it's more just a sort of a catch-all coalition of some people who are nostalgic, some people who have sort of vaguely left-wing views, some people who just, as I say, want to stick it to United Russia. So it's a much more sort of complicated party than its name might suggest, and a much weirder one, actually.
Do they have a green part of the Communist Party? Is there a green party in Russia? I'm guessing that would lean towards the communists.
I think so. Green issues have become very, very popular recently, and the communists are certainly trying to appeal to it. But we mentioned earlier Yabloko, the liberal party, the sort of old Yeltsin era liberal party, which goes very hard on the sort of the green issue as well. So, you know, it's there, and, you know, people are trying to appeal to it, but it's not really so much as a political movement like it is in the West, maybe.
Finally, turnout. I'm told that you've told me this is online voting, but only in certain cities. Is that correct? Just Moscow and a couple of other large cities?
Yeah, it is. And online voting is hugely controversial. You know, people suspect, rightly or not, that it's basically a ploy to sort of rig the vote because you can't meaningfully monitor online voting, you know, as an independent observer. You know, you can't check that they're not stuffing the ballots because it's all done, you know, in the ether, as it were. So it's very, very hard to ensure that it's sort of trustworthy, or that's what sort of the NGO world sort of say.
So, what are the estimates of turnout? We have 30 seconds. Do they have a range?
I suspect turnout will be quite low. Basically, there's the dominant emotion regarding this election is apathy. You know, people are not so interested in it. A lot of the people who are sort of opposition-minded are quite despondent after the Navalny movement was crushed. And so I think what we'll see is something like a turnout around 45%. You know, the Kremlin will mobilize its people. The opposition will try to do the same, but I wouldn't bet on them having the same success, I'm afraid.
Felix Leit, CBS News and the Moscow Times in Moscow. The Communist Party with us in 2021. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.